This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 77.
В эфире 77-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь задавать вопросы о месте проведения разных работ на строительной площадке. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Application.
Заявление.
Architect.
Архитектор.
Body.
Тело.
Bone.
Кость.
Cement.
Цемент.
College.
Колледж.
Company.
Компания.
Construction.
Стройка, строительство.
Construction company.
Строительная компания.
Corner.
Угол.
Crane.
Подъемный кран.
Equipment.
Оборудование.
Project.
В данном случае строительный объект.
Site.
Место. Площадка для строительства.
Construction site.
Строительная площадка.
Skeleton.
Остов. Каркас здания.
Steel.
Сталь.
View.
Вид.
To hire.
Нанимать на работу.
To introduce.
Представлять. Знакомить.
To mix.
Смешивать.
To operate a machine.
Приводить в действие машину. Работать на машине.
To operate a crane.
Работать на кране.
Form.
Форма.
To pour cement into the forms.
Заполнять формы цементом.
To remove.
Убирать, снимать.
To remove the forms.
Снимать формы.
Dangerous.
Опасный.
Local.
Местный.
Liquid.
Жидкий.
Mostly.
Главным образом.
Temporary.
Временный. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер посещает строительную площадку, где строится новое здание для учреждений, и беседует с прорабом.
Have you ever visited a construction site before?
Yes, but never a site that was so busy. How many men do you have working here?
About 100 men and women. Could we go into the office?
Not yet. I would like to look around first. Where is the office?
Over there. Do you see that green building? That's the office.
Good. What's that man standing on the corner doing?
He's in charge of the cement trucks. The trucks bring in the cement, and he shows the drivers where to put the cement.
That looks dangerous.
Everything is a little dangerous. They are very careful, though.
Where do the trucks come from?
They come from the cement factory.
Where is that?
It's about 10 miles from here. They mix the cement and then put it in the truck. The truck brings it here.
The trucks mix the cement, too, don't they?
They have to. They have to keep the cement moving or it will get hard. You see that road?
Yes. Is that where the trucks come in?
Yes. They drive in there, then go where the workers need cement. There goes a truck right now.
Where do the drivers come from? Where do they live?
They live around here. We hire local drivers.
Always?
Yes. We're a local construction company. We hire local workers, drivers, everyone.
Where do the women work?
They can work anywhere. Some of them operate equipment. You see that crane over there?
I see several cranes.
Look at the one in front of the office. It's operated by a woman. Many of the women operate equipment.
How many women work here?
Maybe 10. Not very many.
Why don't you have more?
Not many women want to work in construction. We don't have many applications. That's a woman on top of the building.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either. What do you want to look at, Martin?
Everything. Mostly, I want to talk to your workers.
Which ones?
Any of them. I'm interested in people, where they work.
Well, look around. I'll introduce you to anyone.
Where is the toilet?
The toilet? It's next to the office.
Oh, I see.
I'll meet you at the office. We can go on from there.
Послушайте, как Мартин спрашивает о том, где проводятся разные работы на стройке.
Where is the office? Where do the trucks come from? Where is that? Where do the drivers come from? Where do the women work? What's that man standing on the corner doing?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Where is the office? Where is the office?
Where do the women work? Where do the women work?
Where do the trucks come from? Where do the trucks come from?
Where does the foreman work? Where does the foreman work?
Where are the workers? Where are the workers?
Where is the crane? Where is the crane?
Теперь вы спросите, где работают люди, о которых говорит Мартин. Начинайте вопрос словом where.
Some women are driving equipment.
Спрашивайте побыстрее. Where are the women driving the equipment?
Those men are working with steel.
Живее. Where are the men working with steel?
The truck drivers are coming with the cement.
Where are the truck drivers coming from?
This is the office. Do you want to see inside?
I don't think so now. Can we see the workers outside first?
Sure. Let's walk around the site and look at all the activities.
Мартин продолжает беседовать с прорабом на стройке.
Where have you worked before?
I've worked on many projects and buildings. I've worked mostly here in the city. I've lived here all my life. 1 year I worked in Florida, but I like it here.
Where do the men and women eat their lunch?
They eat where they work. They just stop working and sit and eat.
Isn't it too cold today?
They don't sit very long. They only take half an hour for lunch.
What's that man doing up there?
He's putting up the forms for the cement.
Explain that. What does that mean?
The cement is liquid, of course. They have to put it into forms until it gets hard. Then they remove the forms. That's what makes the skeleton of the building. It's like the bones in your body.
Are the skeletons of all these large office buildings made of cement?
No, many are made of steel. Even the cement buildings have steel inside the cement. Look at those men over there.
The ones beside the gate?
Yes. They are putting the steel up. Then the other men put the forms around the steel. Then others pour the cement into the forms.
How tall is the building going to be?
19 stories.
How tall is it now? How many stories have you finished?
We're not finished, of course. Those men and women on the top are on the 10th floor.
What are they doing?
They are putting in the floor. First they put in a floor, then they put up the walls for the next story.
Are the floors cement?
They are cement in this building.
Can we go to the top floor?
Sure. Follow me. We'll take the elevator.
Do you have an elevator already?
It's a temporary one. See that blue thing on the end of the building? That's the elevator.
Does it go all the way to the top?
Sure, it grows with the building. We can build the elevator up to 40 stories.
That's amazing. I've never watched a tall building going up. How long have you been working in construction?
22 years now. I started after high school. I worked in construction in the summer and went to college in the winter.
What did you study in college?
I was going to be an architect. I didn't finish college. One summer I was working on an interesting project. When college started in the fall, I didn't go back. Here's the elevator. Get in.
Послушайте выражения, выполняющие роль обстоятельств места.
They eat where they work.
Up there.
Over there.
Beside the gate.
On the top. On the 10th floor. On the end of the building.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Over there. Over there.
Up there. Up there.
Near the crane. Near the crane.
On the 7th floor. On the 7th floor.
Beside the gate. Beside the gate.
At the corner. At the corner.
They eat where they work. They eat where they work.
On the end of the building. On the end of the building.
А сейчас, во время музыкальных пауз, ответьте на вопросы Мартина о том, где проводятся разные строительные работы и находятся отдельные объекты.
Where do the workers eat lunch?
Отвечайте, they eat where they work.
Where are they putting in a floor?
Говорите, they are putting in a floor on the second level.
Where is the elevator?
It is at the end of the building.
Where are the workers putting the steel up?
They are putting up the steel inside the forms.
How do you like the view?
I like it. What are those people doing down there?
Which people?
The ones standing beside that red truck.
I think they're unloading steel. Are you ready to go back down?
Yes, thanks.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Заявление.
Application. Application.
Архитектор.
Architect. Architect.
Тело.
Body. Body.
Кость.
Bone. Bone.
Цемент.
Cement. Cement.
Колледж.
College. College.
Компания.
Company. Company.
Строительная компания.
Construction company. Construction company.
Стройка, строительство.
Construction. Construction.
Строительный объект, стройка.
Project. Project.
Место для застройки, площадка.
Site. Site.
Строительная площадка.
Construction site. Construction site.
Угол.
Corner. Corner.
Подъемный кран.
Crane. Crane.
Оборудование.
Equipment. Equipment.
Форма.
Form. Form.
Жидкость.
Liquid. Liquid.
Остов, каркас.
Skeleton. Skeleton.
Сталь.
Steel. Steel.
Туалет.
Toilet. Toilet.
Вид.
View. View.
Глаголы. Нанимать на работу.
To hire. To hire.
Представить, познакомить.
To introduce. To introduce.
Смешивать.
To mix. To mix.
Приводить в действие машину, работать на машине.
To operate a machine. To operate a machine.
Работать на кране.
To operate a crane. To operate a crane.
Заполнять формы цементом.
To pour cement into the forms. To pour cement into the forms.
Убирать, снимать.
To remove. To remove.
Снимать форму.
To remove the form. To remove the form.
Прилагательное. Опасный.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
Местный.
Local. Local.
Твердый.
Hard. Hard.
Временный.
Temporary. Temporary.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 77-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь описывать внешность людей и их физические данные. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Суд.
Court.
Зал судебного заседания.
Courtroom.
преступник,
criminal,
ответчик,
defendant,
истец,
plaintiff,
судья,
judge,
адвокат,
lawyer,
судебное разбирательство, судебный процесс,
trial,
фунт 456,3 грамма,
pound,
жертва, пострадавший,
victim,
пишущая машинка,
typewriter,
описывать,
to describe,
шутить,
to kid,
отрицательный,
negative,
положительный,
positive,
возражать,
to object,
повторять,
to repeat,
грабить,
to rob,
печатать на машинке,
to type,
весить,
to weigh.
Он весит около 200 фунтов.
He weighs about 200 pounds.
Белокурый.
Blonde.
Уверенный.
Confident.
Взволнованный.
Excited.
Сильный, волевой.
Forceful.
Тяжелый.
Heavy.
Имеющий отношение к делу.
Relevant.
Испытывающий неловкость, неудобство.
Uncomfortable.
Она выглядела уставшей.
She looked tired.
Она очень занята.
She is very busy.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.